You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Welcome back, Makan Kakis, with MasterChef Singapore judge Audra Morris. You've said before that as a judge, you're all heart on your sleeve. You're the mother hen of the trio. I personally think that you're such a reassuring, comforting presence to have in the MasterChef kitchen. Do you think you've changed at all as a judge since season one, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm an absolute open book. And thank you for all these kind words. I'd like to think that, you know, every judgment I pass is for their benefit as well. It comes from a good place.
Yes.
I've been in this industry now for 9 years, and I tell you what, it's not an easy industry to be in. So the sooner you're told that you're being delusional,
whoa,
in a nice way or an acceptable way, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we also look at the individual to see how much we can push,
yeah,
how direct we can be.
Yes.
People who want to come into the food industry, they've got to realize that it's hard work.
Mm.
The expectations on you is pretty high as well. Because at the end of the day, you make a career out of it by feeding people glorious food, delicious food.
Yeah.
And that is your one aim, is to make people happy. But you've got to make money at the same time. So it's a really tough balance, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I guess when I judge, I try and maintain empathy,
yes,
but keeping it realistic at the same time. And that's something I've been hopefully consistent with.
Mm.
So I don't know if I've changed much per se. I think I'm trying to be a little bit less technical, but when technicality is called for, I will express that. But otherwise, yeah, I have two teenage children, so I know bringing them up is far harder than toddlers. You can be super direct with toddlers, but with teenagers, you have to be a little bit more diplomatic and work your way around delivering the message without throwing egg in their face, right?
I never saw it that way. That's a really concise way of putting it.
So MasterChef's kind of the same thing. The essence is not breaking their spirit.
I love that.
But being realistic at the same time. Ayo, it's tough, right?
Yes, but having you to guide them along makes it a little easier, I'm sure. So I have another question. What is your biggest pet peeve as a judge?
First one, garnishes for the sake of garnishing without it being part of the dish to be eaten. I hate that.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, I'm not a very symmetrical person, so I don't like sundials.
Oh.
When people decide to plate up and then all of a sudden you have all these things in a circular motion, that really throws me, because for me it feels very disconnected and it's very unappetizing when you see a plate like that. So listen up, everyone, no circular designs on your plate, please.
Okay, that's very clear what Audra doesn't like. On the flip side, let's talk about what you do like. Now, I know judges are supposed to be impartial until you taste the food, but were there any specific contestants you were immediately drawn to?
Oh yeah, of course. We're often drawn to the personality first. Because, you know, when you have such a energetic, fun, loving, humble sort of demeanor, it's very inviting as it is even before we try their food. But ultimately, that doesn't impact us. I mean, we look forward to trying their food, but the bottom line is, you know, the food's got to be good.
Yes, it has to be good.
And you know what they say, happy cooks, delicious food, right?
So true.
So bear that in mind.
Okay. Speaking of the contestants, who do you think is going to continue on their journey in the MasterChef kitchen to become the next MasterChef Singapore? Well, you've got to hang on and catch the next episode of MasterChef Singapore Season 2 this coming Sunday at 9:30 p.m. on MeWatch or Channel 5. Okay, we're going to go for another short break and we'll be back again with Audra Morris, MasterChef Singapore judge. And I have a question that I always ask our makan kakis. Where should we go and eat? Stay tuned for Audra's recommendation.